There either is or is not a way things are. The color of the day, the way it felt to be a child, the feeling of salt water on your sunburned legs. Sometimes the water is yellow, sometimes it's red. But what color it may be in memory depends on the day. I'm not going to tell the story the way that it happened. I'm going to tell it the way I remember it.
What's your last name?
Bill.
Where do you live?
There's a block from up here.
You have tools at home?
Hey!
You know what bolt cutters are?
Yeah.
You know what they are or you don't know what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you. I know your name. I know where you live. I can find you and I'll gut you like a fish. I'll pull out your fucking insides. I'll make you eat them. You hear me? I'll make you fucking eat them. You'll be here tomorrow morning at dawn with bolt cutters and any kind of food or I'm going to kill you for sure. You got me? I'll fucking kill you. You tell anyone.
Anyone.
Your folks...
You're dead!
You tell anyone, the last sound you hear will be your own scream. Go.
You,
yeah, did I scare you?
So you went out today?
Yeah. I got a nice tan. No fish, of course. Setting traps like everybody else. Hey, where's the fire?
Nowhere. Just got homework.
Hey, listen. Now Maggie's on a kind of rant today, so you be careful, okay?
You coming home soon?
In about an hour. You finish your work, we'll go to Carvel's, okay? You rest up. Got a gardening job tomorrow.
Joe?
Yeah?
Nothing.
Hey, Finn! How do you smoke a swordfish?
Put the bill in your mouth and light the tail.
All right, I'll see you later.
I was raised in what I suppose was a certain amount of freedom from my sister Maggie. Joe was her man. They banned the big fishing rigs in the Gulf that year, and we were poor. We scraped by on what Joe could earn doing charters and lawn work.
Nesdale. You got it. City, absolutely. How do you know that? All right. Hop behind me.
Something to drink.
Oh boy.
Take this for you.
What's this? Birth control pills?
Here, this too.
Percodan. Attaboy, now you're talking. What else? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Bite your nails? It's a bad habit. People always tell you that the eyes are the windows to the soul. Bullshit. And that's the sign of a gentleman. Huh? Come on, let's go. Come on.
What?
Come on, come on. Got in the boat.
Mom, get home,
Uncle. Get home. Get in the boat. Come on, pick up the anchor. Let's go.
Really?
Shut up and get in the boat.
Where are we going?
Mexico.
And that was the end of it. Perhaps you've had an experience like that in childhood and told no one. Perhaps you've had that brush with a world so large that you seldom or never saw it again.
Jesus, it's the land time forgot. It's Nora Driggers Dinsmore. You wait here. I'm gonna go find out what they want us to do.
Is it all right if I take a look around?
No. You stay put till I come back. And I mean it. God knows what's in these weeds.
Nora Driggers Dinsmore, the richest lady in the Gulf, who'd lost her mind 30 years ago when her fiancé left her standing at the altar.
Hey, man, we're out of here. She slipped me $500 under the door. Gas money, she called it. Weirdest thing. What?
Nothing. Can I ride with you?
Sure. Just don't sit too close. You smell like fertilizer.
Really? I do?
Matt!
Maybe you've got the wrong number.
You're not going to believe where we were today.
Yes, well, he just... Did he do something bad? I'll be glad to. That sounds really... You got it. Okay, 3, Saturday. This Saturday? Okay, and thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you very...
Baby, you're not going to believe where we were today.
Joe.
What?
That was Nora Driggers Dinsmore.
See, I knew it was too good to be true. What, she want her money back?
She wants him, Finn. The richest lady in the whole goddamn state calls me on the phone and wants my little brother to go play with her niece.
Yeah, why?
Why? She met him. The old bat liked you, didn't she? Look, he's a likable kid, Joe. He's adorable. Who knows? Who cares? Joe, come on. Come on now. This is a really good thing.
No. How'd she even know that Dinsmore never even met Finn? She wouldn't open the door if she slipped this underneath.
What is it? What is it, Joe? God. You like living down here? You like living here, Joe? You like living with all the dead people down here?
All right, what's wrong with the people down here all of a sudden?
What's wrong is I'm tired of working so many extra shifts just to put it back into your boat.
Maggie, look, they took away the nest. I can't change that.
Fuck the nest, Joe.
Escaped convict Oscar Lustig was recaptured earlier this evening by Sarasota police. This concludes a four-day statewide manhunt for Lustig, the convicted murderer of Gene Valiente. Valiente, reputed mob boss of the Panhandle's Casalano family, was gunned down in his Bradenton home last Christmas. Lustig will be returned to Rayford Penitentiary's death row, where he is scheduled to die by lethal injection March 16th. I'm Robin Wagner, reporting from Manatee.
Hey, you look sharp.
How do I smell?
Smell clean. Oh. Okay, tea time. Now be polite in there. Say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
I will.
Are you okay with this?
It's great. Go ahead. Say may I, please, all that stuff.
The gardener. The design of this floor was taken from the Alhambra in Spain. The ceiling is gold leaf, real gold. It's exactly like the Thousand Wing ceiling from the Academia in Venice.
Old Miss Dinsmore hadn't been seen in years. I'd heard that she was crazy.
Go ahead. Aren't you coming? Tell so.
But nobody knew how crazy. Her room smelled of dead flowers and cat piss.
Sorry.
Shoo-shoo, Tabby Squam.
Wow, that's a big cat. That's the biggest cat I've ever seen. What do you feed it?
Other cats.
Well, go ahead. You can proceed.
I'd like you to dance for me. That's why you're here.
To entertain me. So, go ahead, dance. Anything.
Pony, foxtrot. Frug, filly dog, fandango. Anything.
I can't. I'm sorry, ma'am.
You can't? I'm sorry, ma'am. Or you won't. You dance. Dance, dance, dance! Oh, get out of here.
Wait. I can draw.
You can use my lipstick and eyebrow pencil over there on the dressing table.
Stella.
Stella? Is tea ready?
I'd like you to sit for a portrait.
A portrait? By whom?
That boy.
The gardener? I'll be in my room.
Come back and sit. And you?
Come sit by me.
Une jondillette, n'est-ce pas?
Ne parle pas de moi devant ce garçon.
But what do you think of her? Come on. Whisper in my ear. Come on.
I think she's a snob.
Anything else? Anything else?
I think she doesn't like me.
But you love her. She'll only break your heart. It's a fact. It's tragic. You're already in love with her. And even though I warn you, even though I guarantee you that the girl will only hurt you terribly, you'll still pursue her. Ain't love grand?
Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti, which means...
I'd like to go now.
Oh, have you finished?
Before I'm a teenager, please. Can I go now?
Would you like to come again? Would you like to see Estella again?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is yours.
The ways of the rich and all my longing, which began that day, to paint for the rich, to have their freedom, to love Estella. The things we cannot have.
Give this to your guardian. See for now, please.
Watson? It's not poison.
Felt. And then I went home to draw it.
You look in the drawer?
Oh.
You're going to work. What are you going to do before you go to bed?
Brush my teeth.
That's really beautiful, Finn. Keep it up, okay?
Maggie left that night. She never came back.
I'll see you when you wake up.
Joe raised me. We never said a word. I still visited Paradiso Perduto every Saturday.
Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it.
The money Dinsmore paid me kept me in paints and brushes. And there was Estella.
Don't smile. Yes, feel it. Wonderful, wonderful. Feel it in your bones.
Where are you going, dear?
I have to get ready. I have that cocktail thing at the Rewalds.
Lane Rewald. That old gin blossom. One more cocktail, we'll be able to eat him.
Carl Rewald. Lane is his father. Carl doesn't even drink.
Cue balls. The whole family's pickled. Who's your escort?
Escort? Please, this is the 80s. I'm going by
I'll
my...
I'll bring you.
Certainly. Finn will make a fine date.
Oh, God.
Then it's done.
Okay, fine, but you meet me there. 1115 North Ocean.
All right, sure.
And wear your dinner jacket.
Hey, how much time you got?
None! I'm late! I'm dead! Wow!
Hey! Oh. Now pass in the dinner jacket, huh?
This is the girl's.
Just keep it buttoned and no one will notice.
Yeah. When'd you get this?
It's Maggie's. One of the only things she left.
What a bitch.
What?
What? Come here.
Jeez.
You all right for money?
Yeah, I'm good.
A little nervous?
Yeah, a little. You got it?
There you go. Just be yourself, huh? Go on, have fun.
You're not on the list.
Yeah, all right. Just, could you check the name Dinsmore?
Yes, I did, sir. You're not on this list. I'd appreciate if you'd leave now, all right? Thank you very much.
Hi, Mrs. Lee. Mr. Lee, right in your usual spot. Mr. and Mrs. Catcher.
Hi. You want to get me out of here?
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. How about your house?
All right. Let's go. The moths around the light bulb here are from the thousand-winged ceiling in Venice, Italy. Joe's not here. He's playing dominoes. Or...
Is that your room?
Yeah. I wasn't really expecting company, you know.
You still draw?
Yeah. I'm going to hang a couple of them up at Washington Federal.
The bank?
Yeah.
You have to go to New York.
New York?
It's the center of the art world. If you stay here, you'll end up painting coconuts for tourists.
When did you do this?
A while ago.
I don't wear my hair like that anymore.
But you should. I mean...
You like it that way?
Time we see each other every week. You know, but we never did anything.
Did anything?
Like went out, saw a movie, you know, whatever.
You never asked.
And if I had?
I'm here, aren't I?
Are you with anyone?
Wait a second.
No. I mean, like...
Like a steady boyfriend?
Yes.
No.
You could have anyone.
No, Ash. What about you?
What's wrong?
Nothing. Late. What time is it?
It's, I don't know, it's 10:30. Where are you going?
He's got to get home.
Why?
He's got a million things to do tonight.
Stay.
Je vais aller à France demain.
I don't speak French.
Quel dommage.
Stella? Excuse me. Have you seen Stella? Dinsmore was weirder than usual. But I had to see Stella.
You know why? 26 years ago, I trusted. I saved myself. I was a virgin. It's funny. Those were the times. That's how I was raised. What kind of creature takes such a thing? Such a gift?
A trust. Who does this?
Takes advantage of a 42-year-old woman. What kind of creature leaves this woman waiting like a fool? A man. A man does this. So men must pay, am I right? Estella will make men weep.
Do you know where she is?
Oh, yes. She'll break them. I taught her well. When she returns, she'll cut through them like a hot knife through butter. Chick-a-boo.
Returns?
Oh, my dear boy. Didn't you know? Estella's left for school abroad. Switzerland for 2 years, then Paris, she's gone. Didn't she say goodbye? Oh, I'm sure she meant to. See you next week, dear.
I stopped going to Paradiso Perduto. I stopped painting. I put aside fantasy and the wealthy. And the heavenly girl who did not want me. None of it would happen to me again. I'd seen through it. I elected to grow up.
Jerry, Mr. Ragno is a lawyer in Miami.
And New York. We have offices in Manhattan. So, Finn, I'm empowered by my client to make your dreams come true.
Really? Any particular dream or just all of them?
Have you ever shown your work?
No.
I had Finn's painting up at, what, Washington Federal
Bank? Oh, come on, that was 8 years ago. No, I told you, I gave all that up. I don't understand what this is all about, Mr. Ragno.
How would you like a show, a one-man show, the Thrall Gallery?
In New York.
Yeah. My client, Erica Thrall, wants to bring you to New York for a one-man show in her gallery.
I mean, this is
have you
bullshit.
Ever sent slides
oh,
for
the
Thrall Gallery?
Probably. I mean, I sent slides everywhere when I was in high school.
Well, obviously, they made quite an impression. A plane ticket to New York plus $1,000 for incidentals.
Sorry, they're all in hundreds. Well... The hundreds aren't the problem. I don't paint anymore.
Oh. And whose business was it? Whose business was it what I did with my life? Who'd gotten my life in order? Me. I was in control. And everything I wanted, I had.
Dinsmore?
Cocktails ready, Thomas?
No, it's me. It's Finn. I came...
Looking for Estella, I know. That hook is in deep, isn't it, dear?
Actually, I came to ask you a question.
I see. After nearly 10 years, without a word, without a visit, you've come to interrogate me. How interesting.
I'm sorry. Things happened.
I know what happened. The love of your life left you. Hurts, doesn't it? Come closer.
I've gone red.
Yeah, I noticed. It's nice.
And look at you. All grown up. A man.
Miss Dinsmore, a lawyer named Ragno came to see me.
A spider.
You know.
Ragno means spider in Italian. You must learn other languages, then.
Yeah, well, this lawyer, Ragno, says he represents an art gallery owner in New York, and they want to show my work.
Yeah, you can draw. Can't dance worth a shit, but you can draw.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask, did you know anything about this?
Castella's in New York.
Yeah, I doubt our paths will cross.
So you're going?
You think I should?
I remember watching you from that very window over there. Scared little mouse scurrying across my garden and through my front door. Now, another door opens. What will our mouse do? I expect an invitation.
I'm sorry?
Your opening, your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your final
warning. What kind of equipment are you flying?
What?
You got you on a wide body or 767?
I have no idea. I just hope it stays up there.
Well, you better get off.
Yeah. Hey, what happens if I get up there and, I can't.
Can't do it. Hey, Finn. Nothing harder than being given your chance. At least that's what I hear.
Ms. Dinsmore, as my secret benefactor, sent me to New York to draw, to have the girl, to have it all. And I looked out on the great city as so many before, which held it all. And it was that close. And it was mine.
Liebken, good morgen. Are you still holding the Picasso? The red and green one? Good, because I think I have somebody interested. No, I can't say right now. Just the Picasso. So, fabelhaft. Danke. Your work, darling? Here's where you show me your work.
You're right, I told you I don't have any. I mean, there isn't any work.
Then you
I told
better
that
get
lawyer.
Busy. Betty,
why am I here? You saw some slides?
I gave Keith Haring a show after he drew a sketch in the palm of my hand. That worked out.
Yeah, all right, but which ones, which paintings of mine did you...
The point is, I saw something. The beginning of something. And here you are.
Annette, it's Sotheby's.
What you do here is really up to you, isn't it? Stay and paint, or enjoy the sights and go home. Your choice. Either way, I always enjoy meeting a young painter.
Look, I mean, I'll do it.
I said that I'll do it. I'll do the paintings.
Wonderful. Call Marcy when you have something for us.
And I could still draw. Nothing had lessened it as much as I'd abused it, much as I'd abandoned it. It was a gift, and it was still mine. And everything else was less real. What can it mean, that picture of the world? But when it's true, we recognize it in ourselves, in others. We recognize it like love, completely undeserved.
You last winter around Christmas. I was driving down Fifth. It was mobbed.
No, it wasn't me. I just got here.
Well, actually, now that I see you, this guy was bigger.
He's bigger.
Fatter.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this long hair.
Yeah, you thought that was me.
Well, you know, I hadn't seen you in years.
It has been a while.
And here we are. I have to run.
Wait. Maybe we could...
Listen, why don't you meet me tomorrow at the Borough Club around 6? I'm meeting some friends for drinks. If you're free, that is.
I'm free.
I'm glad you're here.
A long time ago, there lived two brilliant artists, geniuses, both true geniuses. And one day one of them was painting out in the forest, like artists do, and he came upon this little dog who was crying and whining and obviously lost.
A puppy.
Please, yes,
listen,
sure,
dog.
A puppy,
listen,
fine.
Dog. Puppy.
So he couldn't concentrate anyway, so he scooped the puppy up, and he took him back into town to find its rightful owner, who turned out to be the prince of the entire kingdom. Who was eternally grateful and very wealthy, and that artist's name was Michelangelo. True story. The other artist's name was nobody knows because he was never heard from again.
Wait a minute. That's so
you
true,
that.
Walter. I remember.
We've all
screaming.
Heard your de Kooning story.
Not today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Come on.
Oh, well, easy.
It's your last one.
So you're from Florida too?
Yeah.
I'm surrounded. Everybody's from Florida.
I'm not from Florida. I hate Florida.
Clearly.
Too much sun.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, Finn was my childhood. What were you exactly? He was my first love.
That's what you say.
He painted a portrait of me when I was 10 years old that was so beautiful.
I sat for a portrait once. Electric experience.
Great, you slept with de Kooning. Can we get on with our lives?
I did not.
I'd like to paint you again.
With Willie, okay?
No. Would you?
Enough.
I want to paint your portrait.
What do you think, sweetheart?
Me? Well, gee. Well, do you charge by the inch or by the hour?
What?
How do you price your art? By, like, its size, like square footage, or by the time it takes to make the art?
I've actually never sold a painting.
Excuse me, sir. That's a club jacket you have on. This is your jacket.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let me help you. Thank you.
What are you doing here?
Don't you want to paint me?
Yeah.
Well, you slept all day, so it's time to work.
You want to do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd you get in here? And they just let you in, huh?
Not exactly top of the line security.
Every time I get no further, how long has it been? Calling down, wipe the feet of my dreams.
So do you want me sitting or standing?
Both. I mean, you know, whatever. Just sitting.
When I could have been learning something. Oh, well, you know what I mean. Oh. I've done this before. And I will do it again. Smile like a friend. Oh, and I'll come just to do it again.
Issues.
What is it like not to feel anything?
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah.
Let's say there was a little girl. And from the time she could understand, she was taught to fear. Let's say she was taught to fear daylight. She was taught that it was her enemy, that it would hurt her. And then one sunny day, you ask her to go outside and play, and she won't. You can't be angry at her, can you?
I knew that little girl, and I saw the light in her eyes, and no matter what you say or do, that's still what I see.
We are who we are. People don't change.
Yeah, what? Hold on.
What is it?
Yeah?
Hi, Finn. Walter.
Yeah, right, I don't know.
Is it a bad time for you?
Well,
I can,
No, it's all right. Come on in.
You sure?
Yeah, come on in.
Thank you.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Estella mentioned that she, came by and posed for you, and I, was, curious. Wow. You're really good.
Thanks, I had a good subject.
Yeah, I'll say. She is incredible. I gotta be insane, right?
Why?
Yeah, to risk losing her. God, look at that one. Look at this. And I still can't commit. I mean, that's certifiable, right?
No, you don't look crazy to me.
I feel like one of those cliff divers, you know, in Acapulco. I'm right at the edge, you know. I'm supposed to leap. The tide is high. And, I think your friend Estella is, trying to give me a little shove here.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, these, you. It's her charming little version of a wake-up call. But, you know, I understand. I'm dragging my feet. I'm sorry you got pulled into this whole mess, you know. I'm sure she doesn't want to hurt you. In fact, I know that she really cares about you. Really. It's just, it's just who she is, you know? But I love her. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know her longer than I do. You know, do you have any advice for me at all here? I mean, what do you think I should do about me and Estella?
I think that you two are perfect together.
Well, thank you. Well, I should get out of your hair. I appreciate your taking the time. You're really good. Really. I look forward to seeing your show.
Next week, I received a postcard from Ms. Dinsmore. It was of a sandy beach with palm trees. It said, "How's my little mouse doing?" What were her plans for me? Why was she protecting and promoting me? What could a reason be if not to make me equal with Estella? That same day, I got a call from Ragnar.
Hello? In here. Well, what do you think?
About what?
The digs.
Oh, it's cozy.
Good. It's yours.
What do you mean?
Your opening is in 10 weeks.
If you won't be ready, we can simply reschedule.
No, I'll be ready.
Well, this day is fun.
I'll be ready.
You'll move in here. We've got food, we've got paint, canvas. Anything else, just ask Erica.
Erica, you know what I'd like? I'd like some money. Some living expenses.
I don't believe that's actually
done. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like some publicity for my show.
No one's actually heard of you, so that could be tricky.
How about a commercial fisherman from the Gulf Coast lands on the Manhattan art scene? Sounds like a story I'd like to read.
My, aren't we media savvy?
Well, we learn.
Call Marion. She'll think of something.
Toast in my absence. I'm late.
She's a barrel of laughs.
Well, an artist dropped out. She had rumor schedules.
Yeah, well, it's like somebody wants to turn this frog into a prince.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Appears as if I have a fairy godmother.
Oh. Aren't you a little old to believe in fairy godmothers?
Well, whatever you say, Spider-Man. Ragno means spider in Italian.
Right. See what you're opening. Ciao.
I was born again. Well, why not? I had never asked for anything. If Dinsmore or the art world or the world at large chose to adopt me, I could take it. New York held it out, and I would take it if I could and say thanks. You would too.
I was an orphan. I was raised by my sister Maggie and her boyfriend Joe. And Maggie took off on us when I was still a kid. Joe, he was a big drug smuggler. Spent most of the 70s in the Rayford Penitentiary. I came home one day, I found him on the couch, and he was dead. You know, he'd OD'd. And I took the apartment away. I just spent the next couple years living out of the back of a car.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was a big car. It was a 68 Riviera.
Yeah, it's a miracle that you even survived.
Do you like my paintings?
Yeah. Why don't you tell me about this one? This beauty right here.
Oh, that's some girl I knew back in Florida. I used to have a huge crush on her, but now I can't even remember her name.
You know, the face of this one looks a lot like the little girl.
Yeah, it's the same girl. She grew up.
And you don't remember her name?
No. No.
Delicious. It's all coming together exactly as I promised. Thin frenzy. Imagine what will happen when they actually see your wonderful work. Your beloved per diem.
Mm-hmm.
And an invitation to the Hamilton Museum benefit.
So sad.
I killed a publicist for this. It is the event. Black tie. Hello. Old money, new money, big money. Everyone is going to be there, including you.
Erica!
Teddy, these are all Finn's new paintings. You're the first
to see
them. If you don't like any of the portraits, you can, of course, commission.
Hello? Don't jump.
Would you say anything to me?
Not in this suit. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty well.
It's a good-looking suit.
It's a good-looking day.
It is.
Have you seen New York Magazine?
Are you in it?
Oh, yeah. It's just a little piece. It's nice. You didn't see it?
No.
Oh. You know, Thrall says that she thinks the show's going to get good reviews. I don't want to jinx it, but what does she know, right? A curator from the Whitney came by the other day. That's pretty exciting.
Wow. I'll say I knew you when. Listen.
What?
Walter asked me to marry him. He wants to marry me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me this?
Because, I wanted to know if you had anything to say.
Congratulations. Sounds wonderful. I wish you both the best of luck. I gotta go, though. I gotta...
Oh, Finn, wait.
No, I got some business.
Finn, wait.
Wyatt, she told me. She told me to wound me. Or she told me out of habit. Or she told me to drive me mad. I didn't care. It was a clue, or it was a plea, or it was a tease. I didn't care. No, she told me so I would stop her. And of course I would.
Well, you're fashionably late, darling. I have hordes of people I want to introduce you to.
Hello.
Finn.
So good to see you. Listen, I got a friend. He's decorating outside the palace, actually, no. And,
Desperately interested in getting some art.
And what's your commission? We just got our thrall invited. So excited.
Hey, I've been meaning to call you. Congratulations on your success. My God, you're all over the place.
The boy with the hand. I saw your spread. Anton, the phone.
Be extremely nice to Anton, Finney. He has a lot of empty wall space.
Well, I'm taking my time.
Well, you should get to him while his rates are still reasonable, right? How did we say you should price your art again? Was it by canvas size or...
By experience.
Hey, there you are.
I have to talk to you.
We gotta go. We're ridiculously late.
No,
good night, everybody.
I have to talk to you.
We just got here.
Sweetie, you just got here. We're meeting the Barrows for dinner at Kelly and Ping's 10 minutes ago. Good night, kids. Have fun. Congratulations again, Finn.
Senator, lovely couple.
The young aunt I was telling you about. Senator Elwood. This is Finn Bell.
How do you do, Finn? You always told me so much about you. What about my friend?
No.
All right, look. Thrall is a loser in this town. Now, I can introduce
you. Not right.
Oh,
sorry.
It's all about relationships, isn't it?
Don't touch me.
Really? Sir, can I get you a taxi, sir?
Hey, Finn. This is Finn.
How do you do?
Hello.
Can I offer you a chair or a towel?
Would you like to dance?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. No, it's...
Thank you.
I have to go home for a week or so. I owe my aunt a visit.
But you'll be back.
For your show? Of course. I do love the way you dance.
Have
you
seen Estelle? She's
not here yet,
but
when she gets
here,
I'll send
her right
to you.
Oh, congratulations.
Great job.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
Oh, hey,
how's
it going? All your
dreams come true?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Great.
We'll see.
Okay, come on, darling. I want you to meet some people over here.
Have you seen Estelle?
No, I haven't. Listen, there's a very important guy here. Carson McLeish. She's a critic, so come and meet him now.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow, thanks, yeah. Oh, hey, man, nice to see you. Is Clemente here?
Carter.
Hi.
Hi.
Great to see you. Finbell, Carter McLeish.
Hey. Hi, very nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thanks, it's a pleasure.
Ruth, you know.
Nice to meet you. Yeah,
it's a most impressive show.
Oh. What is that?
Look, yes.
Personality.
You mean it.
Oh, yes, I do.
Richard. Richard. So, we do a photo of us, Carter. Come on, all together now. Okay?
Hey, Dan! Hey, Dan!
What is that?
Hey,
wait there. Do you
want to go? I think you have a fan here. Right?
I'm sorry. Will you just...
Yeah, excuse me. Sure. One moment.
Fine, fine.
You know him? Okay.
Hey, Ben. How you doing? Surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, surprise. No.
So
what are you doing here?
Well, where do you think I'd be?
Well, I don't know. But
you know what I had to do? I had a change in my car.
Yeah, I see.
It's a rental tux, but what the hell?
Yeah, it looks good. Do you want to go get like a juice?
Hey, it's Jerry, huh?
Jerry, come on.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry.
Well,
hey, Jerry. You son of a bitch. You weren't bullshitting, were you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is Erica Thrall. This is my Uncle Joe.
Mr. Thrall, hi. This
How
is your
do?
Place, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm Carter McLeish.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
You're also from Florida? Yeah, that's right. I operate a commercial fishing boat.
Yeah, and this is Ruth.
Hi.
Hey, Ruth. Hey! Look at me, huh?
Uncle Joe, the drug smuggler. I thought you were dead.
Drugs?
No, she's thinking that's something.
No, I've been sober for a good long time now.
Finn, Carter can't believe it's your first show.
Yeah, well, it is.
No, it's not. What do you mean?
No, it's not. No, Finn had a big art show at the Washington Federal. What was it, a couple of years ago,
yeah,
right?
More than
what?
A couple.
The Washington Federal, what is that?
No, I don't know that gallery.
You know, it's not a gallery. I mean,
it's... No, it's a bank. It's a savings and loan.
A bank?
This is my first gallery show.
And you're self-taught. Yes, I read that here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a gift. Finn always had it. 7 months old, his sister and I took him out to the beach. He sat there and drew in the sand. And one night, he took all of Maggie's best perfume and drew with it out in the street. He just poured it all out, and then he lit it. Just up in flames. The most beautiful designs you ever saw. Just remarkable. Just...
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
No, it's my fault.
I got you.
Let me do this, huh?
Just leave it. Leave it, Joe. Joe, just leave it.
Erica,
it's Joe, just leave it. Joe, just leave it.
So sorry.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just...
God. Oh, man. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Joe.
Oh, jeez, I'm... Listen, I'm gonna head out, because I'm starved, you know? I'm going to find a McDonald's or something. So you go back in, and I'm going to talk to you a little later, all right?
Joe. Come on, I mean... Joe, listen, this is... It's work.
Hey, sure. Come on, now, get it.
Ben?
Dazzling. Go ahead. Oh, geez, I'm proud of you, Finn. And, you know, I always have been. So, Finn, go see if they know how to smoke a swordfish, huh?
Dreams came true, and like all happy endings, it was a tragedy of my own device. For I'd succeeded. I had cut myself loose from Joe, from the past, from the Gulf, from poverty. I had invented myself. I'd done it cruelly, but I'd done it. I was free.
Stella!
Finn, what a lovely surprise.
What are you doing here?
In this house? I own it. I was born here. I haven't been here for ages.
Well, where's Estella?
Since I had to come up for the big event, I figured why not stay in the old place.
What big event? My opening?
No. Estella's wedding.
What?
You were the catalyst. The playing fool was wavering, wouldn't commit to my Estella, imagine. And then you came on the scene.
I don't believe it.
Storybook, isn't it?
Why?
Why? At first you were practice for her. A teaching device. Throw a mouse in with the snake. Teach her to hunt. Swallow food whole. You know. I must say you didn't provide much of a challenge. Now. You enjoyed it. And I warned you. Years ago. You didn't have to do that. I told you the girl would hurt you terribly. Didn't I? You chose not to listen. Well, I suggest you look on the bright side. We are together, joined, you, Stella, and I. Don't admit of pain.
It's
not love, but it is a bond. We are together.
Give me your hand. It's my heart. Then it's broke. Can you feel that? Dinsmore's sick obsessions. And now they were mine.
They've got something under the car.
I don't see him. He's not under the car, Jojo.
How are you?
Who's this kid?
Don't worry about this kid. Keep on looking, huh?
Chasing me over here, they're armed. 1 second, please, just to use your phone. Just take 1 second.
All right, come on.
There's some gentlemen outside chasing me. I think they're armed. Could you send some police over to... What's the address here?
111 Greenwich.
111 Greenwich Street. Arthur Lustig. Yeah, could you send them as soon as you can, please? Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Arthur Lustig.
So what, the police are coming?
Yeah, they'll be here.
Great, and these guys are after you?
Yeah, it's a great place.
Oh.
You an artist?
Yes, I am. Actually, tonight was my opening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
What's your name?
Finnegan Bell.
Finnegan Bell.
Right.
Like Finn?
Exactly. I'm sorry, do I know you? I don't think so.
You don't remember me, do you?
No. Look, I don't know.
That's right, my boy. It's me.
Huh? Look at you. Look at you. You're all grown up. Don't you want to know what happened to me?
Not really.
I've been away. After I left you, after they caught me, I escaped again and I sort of relocated. Many years abroad. Until now. Until now.
I'm glad that things worked out good for you. I'm glad.
It's great.
Who's that handsome young man over there?
That's
You did think about me a little, huh?
You scared the shit out of me, you know, it's hard to forget.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. That's really good. How much is it? I mean, is it for sale?
No, actually, the whole show sold out.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks, I'm very lucky.
Oh, you're not lucky. You deserve your success. You're a talented young man. You're a fine artist. And your whole... this place... might a guy like me ask a very personal question? What would one pay for a place like this?
Like the rent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's taken care of.
Oh, yeah? Could I ask who by?
A lawyer. Why?
No reason. Just I'm happy to see you doing so well. Do you mind if I have a drink?
Well, the cops are going to be here any minute, you know.
Ah, that's okay. They're always late.
Well, it is late. I'm sure you understand.
Understand? You're sure I would understand what?
Well, just that it's, the police are going to be here any minute.
No, they won't.
They won't?
No.
Why not?
I didn't call.
You didn't?
No. I pressed my finger on the button.
Why?
I can't. They're looking for me, too.
They are.
Huh?
And, those guys down there?
Bunch of old associates. They still got a beef about something that they should have figured out a long time ago.
I think you should leave.
Let me just finish my drink. Just give me a minute. It's so good to see you. You know, Finn, you don't know how happy it makes me to see how you turned out. You grew up. Little Finn. You're a grown-up. You're a man now. A famous artist. You live this life, mixed with all kinds of interesting people. I'm very impressed. And nobody deserves it better than you. I remember you when you were a little kid. A good-hearted little kid. Little Finn. The one person who did a really pure and good thing for me. Congratulations on your success, on your show, on everything. To you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. It's just that, the truth is, it's all... it's making me really uncomfortable, you know? I mean, would you mind?
I don't want you feeling badly.
Let me get that.
No, I don't want you feeling badly. No.
All right.
Just came to see you, say hello. Now I'm happy.
Good. You know, maybe if it was another night, you know, we could...
This is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. Ragnall did a good job.
Guy's gonna be down there. There's a better way. Come on.
Fuck, I'm a payroll.
JFK.
So where are you going?
Going to Paris. City of Lights.
Paris, huh?
You want to go?
What, to France?
Come with me to Paris. Get your ticket on a Concorde.
I can't go to France. I'll get you on the subway.
You will love Paris.
I'm sure I will.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the... Paris is a beautiful city. Beautiful. It's a city of culture. A magnificent city. There, it's got elegance, beauty. You've got to go to Paris. You'll never regret it the rest of your life. Every artist's obligation is to go to Paris at least once in their life. You've got to go.
The streets, the romance, the women. Oh, the women. Oh, oh.
You should come. You could come.
Go to
come
France.
On. You could come. Come on. You hear that shrieking? Over there, the subways. The wheels of rubber.
Arthur, is that you?
Hey, Arthur.
Arthur, you look like, how are you? Where you been on the desert island all these years?
I've been on vacation.
Nice to see you.
You got a little heavier.
Yeah, I got fat. Got a lot of kids, too, now. What can I tell you? Age catches up with you.
Yeah. Listen, Arthur, Tommy wants to invite you down to the club for old time's sake. A little macaroni.
Give me Tommy's number. I'll call.
Just wait. We'll come over.
There. All right. 2 minutes.
We're
okay.
Coming there, Arthur.
Two minutes.
Right there. Right there. 2 minutes.
Hey, get him out the
car. Yeah, we'll wait right here.
What are you doing over there?
You told me to come over here.
Yeah. Come on, you know me.
I told you to come over here.
This much fun with your artist pals, huh?
Is this fun for you? You're having fun?
You gonna miss me? Why don't you come to Paris?
I can't go to Paris.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris. In...
Bullshit money. I gave to you. All for you. The one good thing I did in my life. I set you up. I sent you to New York. I did it all. I bought that show.
You bought all my paintings.
You're a great artist. Open up my suitcase. Open my suitcase.
What do you want?
Pull out the paper bag. Pull that. Pull. Pull. No, it's not. Remember this. See this? Special.
almost 6 o'clock.
Still got time.
Perhaps he should have died those years ago, back in the Gulf. Perhaps. But he had lived to be my benefactor. For good and ill. I went to Paris, after all, and I worked there and received everything I thought I wanted. I heard about Estella from time to time. She was divorced. And the years went by. And then one day, I went home.
Hi, I'm Finn.
Joe?
Boy, your dog. Why didn't you tell us you were coming?
This is Jesse. This is Glamour.
Hi. Hey, you know what? Just came in time to do the dishes.
Yeah.
You hungry? I got some croaker cut today.
Joe told me Ms. Dinsmore had died alone some years back. Her body lay there undiscovered for a month. The mansion was due to be torn down for a housing tract. I sat there and thought back over the things I'd done, over my life, and where in that brief, violent time it had gone. And then she came back again.
I brought her. I wanted to show her this place.
What's left of it.
Have you been here often?
No.
No, me neither.
So you're doing great? I hear all about you.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Things have been different. For me. For a long time, I kept.
What?
I think about you. A lot lately.
I'm glad.
Can you ever forgive me?
Don't you know me at all? She did know me. And I knew her. I always had. From the first instant. And the rest of it, it didn't matter. It was past. It was as if it had never been. It was just my memory of it.
besame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Que tengo miedo tenerte y perderte después.